Supporters of Greece's ruling conservative New Democracy Party light flares and use car horns. Voters gave the party a seal of approval, giving Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis a mandate for a second four-year term. New Democracy received about 40.5% of the vote, almost 23 points ahead of the radical leftist Syriza party. Mitsotakis already beat Syriza in May, but he called for new elections to win a parliamentary majority that he believes could make it easier to continue economic and social reforms. Speaking to supporters celebrating near party headquarters in Athens, he said that New Democracy is today the most powerful center-right party in Europe. But the Prime Minister warned of the tough challenges ahead. Friends, beware. This political dominance is not a recipe for arrogance or a black check. What I will ask again of all our officials is to be grounded, he says. The citizens have many problems and demand us to solve these problems. Today I'm the Prime Minister of all Greeks, and I express the hopes of our fellow citizens who did not support us. Although many Greeks are struggling with the cost of living crisis, many voters choose to stick with the party, promising lower taxes and improved public health. Mitsotakis, a 55-year-old former banker backed by a powerful political family, has promised to boost revenue from the vital tourist industry. He also plans to create jobs and increase wages to near the European Union average in a nation that received billions in bailouts from international lenders. Sunday's vote came shortly after 3 days of mourning over a migrant boat tragedy of Greece, where at least 500 people, including many children, are thought to have died. This month's disaster revived a debate in Greece about migration, with fringe parties of the political left and right, including an anti-immigrant party calling themselves the Spartans, getting into parliament. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.